The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour to you, Ab. Ça va très bien, merci.
And talking about Africa, Monsieur, interesting to find out what's the latest in Guinea.
Well, Guinea, you know, of course, suffered that terrible Ebola outbreak last year, and it cost them a huge amount of money, and they're really battling with it, making the budget work. And the teachers are asking for 40% increase, and they're also saying that contract teachers who were dismissed need to be reinstated. Well, they had a protest starting in January, in fact, a strike starting in January. At one point, the pupils actually came out in support of the teachers, saying, listen to their demands. The parents have supported them, but right now, there's been big 2 days of quite vigorous protests in Guinea, saying, you know, we've had the pupils have been without school now for well over a month, and we need to get them back. You should be talking to the teachers. You should be acceding to some of their demands. The government says that their demands are unrealistic. So it's a standoff, and the people that are suffering are the children. They're having the protests include sort of school classrooms outside. They all stand, thousands of them, reciting the alphabet and stuff like that, indicating, you know, that they're not being properly educated. And of course, what are you doing in terms of investment in the future when your children aren't at school, eh?
Yeah. And once again, we talk about elections in the African continent. Sierra Leone.
Well, Sierra Leone, Julius Maada Bio looks like he's taken a slight lead in those elections, which were now a week ago. And Samora Kamara from the ruling party of Ernest Bai Koroma, the president, who is stepping down after constitutional 2 terms as mandates. You know, the member that had 16 candidates, but those two seem to have been come out above the others, but neither of them look like they're going to get 51% or 50% plus one of the votes to give them an overall majority. So there's probably going to have to be a runoff, or there will be, and at the moment they're recounting the votes from 72 stations. Very, very careful scrutiny of the votes in this election.
And Egypt once again looking to other elections. Ish.
Well, we talk about an election, but you know it's 2 weeks to go, there's hardly campaigning by the president Al-Sisi. You know, and the only challenger has a single challenger, Mustafa Musa from the party, the Gad Party, which is a very strong supporter of the president. So it looks like an election, but it isn't an election in a sense. And inside when Musa had his first rally on the 4th of March, there were 25 supporters there. And then they asked him, are you going to have a debate with the president? He says, no, well, I don't see that we should debate with the president. We don't really have many differences. Human Rights Watch asked, or is told Al-Sisi, we have to stop these arrests and the repression before the election, because he's really being very, very, very tough. And, I mean, he is, of course, the former military head, so toughness comes naturally to him. And the Egyptians, I don't know, I've been as an observer in 2 elections before, and, you know, the political space in Egypt has closed enormously. People are very scared to be involved and to be out there. And that's a pity to see, having had the Arab Spring there and then, you know, the opening of the space, now to see it closing and repression really silencing people is quite depressing.
You know, these are the things we worry about whenever we think about the likes of Egypt. And I don't know, I'm going to say, what's this where the country? With Muammar Gaddafi now, what's his country?
Oh, Libya.
Libya.
Yeah.
You know, we think of these having been, you know, thriving countries in the African continent, and look where they are now, and you wonder sometimes what political interference can do to a country. External political interference can do to a country. But hey, who am I to speak?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, did that? Was the Arab Spring, or was it the really just the beginning of an Islamist winter? You wonder.
You know,
but those are the 2 countries you mentioned, Libya and Egypt, of examples of that. But of course, other countries where it did bring in the change, where it started in Tunisia, has undergone quite gratifying change. Not that they're not having problems there too, But interesting to see. And what happened, of course, in Egypt, you know, with the Muslim Brotherhood winning the first election after the fall of the president, you know, they being overthrown by al-Sisi in what was, to all intents and purposes, a coup, has made for a very interesting recent political history in Egypt, but a troubled one, and one that they're paying for.
Oh, Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, once again, merci beaucoup, à demain.
À demain, mon vieux.
Thank you so much, Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, your Africa correspondent, giving you the latest updates from the Africa continent.